Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. A standing room only crowd filled the Huron County Planning Commission meeting Wednesday night as residents voiced strong opposition to the county's proposed solar and battery storage zoning plan. The meeting, held November 5th at 7 p.m., drew citizens concerned about both potential conflicts of interest among some commissioners and the scale of the energy projects being considered. Many speakers argued that landowners should retain the right to use their property as they choose, while others warned that large solar developments could harm wildlife and strip away the county's valuable farmland. Several participants cited Huron County's reputation for having Michigan's richest soil and said industrial-scale solar projects should be more evenly distributed across the state. Discussion also turned to state constitution and local planning issues, with residents contending the proposed land use violates the county's master plan and the will of the people. A cited county survey indicated that about 88% of residents opposed the project. After lengthy debate, commissioners voted 6-1 to keep the proposal's existing total of 15,000 acres designated for solar and battery use. One commissioner suggested trimming the plan by about 1,500 acres, but did not gain support. The board later reviewed its bylaws regarding conflicts of interest, which require any commissioner of their relatives with a financial stake in a proposal to rescue them or to recuse themselves. The policy also prohibits ex parte communications and allows for immediate resignation in cases of conflict or even the appearance of one. And Michigan State University Extension will host its annual Thumb Ag Day on Wednesday, December 10th at Ubley Heights Country Club. The event runs from 8:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. and includes educational sessions, vendor exhibits, and networking opportunities for both field crop and livestock producers across the Thumb region. Morning sessions in the main classroom begin at 9 a.m. with MSU Extension weed specialist Dr. Aaron Burns presenting the herbicide resistant weed management, followed by a crop marketing panel and a presentation on small grain management by Dr. Brooke Wilk. The afternoon program will feature updates on soybean research, deer damage trails, and insect pressure from local educators Jenna Feller and Phil Kotz. 4 RUP and CCA credits are pending approval. A second classroom will focus on livestock topics, including retail yield, parasite management, and animal health and biosecurity, led by MSU facility members Jared Jaborik, Beth Ferry, Tom Guthrie, and Mike Metzger. Lunch will be available from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. for $10, while admission to the event itself is free. Vendors are still being accepted. For details, contact the MSU Extension office in Huron County at 989-269-9949 or visit neighboring county offices in Sanilac, Tuscola, and Lapeer. And although several programs have been impacted by the federal government shutdown, the nonprofit group Focus Hope for Seniors is still operating. The program expanded this summer to include the Thumb's 5 counties. The program now offers food assistance for residents in the counties of Huron, Sanilac, St. Clair, Lapeer, and Tuscola who are age 60 or older. Besides the Thumb counties, Focus Hope also operates in Wayne, Oakland, Macomb, and Washtenaw counties. The program offers a variety of foods like milk, canned goods, vegetables, cereal, and more in food boxes for seniors who live in the qualifying counties. And Huron County, there will be a food distribution from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Huron County Expo Center at 170 Soper Road, Bad Axe, on November 20th. In Sanilac County, the distribution will be at the St. Elizabeth Parish Center at 6817 West Marlette Road, Marlette, from 2 to 3:30 p.m. on November 20th. The distribution in Tuscola County will be done at the Tuscola County Fairgrounds, Caro, from 2 to 3 p.m. on December 18th. Distribution in Lapeer County will be at the American Legion Post 16 at 1701 West Genesee Street, Lapeer, from 2 to 3:30 p.m. on December 18th. In St. Clair County, the distribution will be at the Port Huron Salvation Army at 2000 Court Street, Port Huron, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on November 25th. The senior person who the food is for must attend in person and have identification with them in order to participate. When we come back after this AVS broadband sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
AVS Broadband believes better internet starts with better support. That's why we're excited to announce that AVS Broadband is now offering 24-hour customer service 7 days a week. Real customer service. No bots, no AI, just real people ready to help whenever you need it. Whether you're working from home, streaming your favorite shows, gaming, or helping your kids with homework, AVS Broadband gives you the speed and reliability to do it all with ease. As your local internet provider, AVS Broadband is proud to offer straightforward pricing with no hidden fees or tricky introductory rates. What you see is what you pay. No surprises. AVS Broadband is part of our community and is here to make sure you stay connected with better internet and quality customer service when you need it. To see what plans are available in your area, go to avsbroadband.com/internet or call their helpful sales team at 888-282-4932.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom again. My name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news, the U.S. Supreme Court is hearing a case challenging the president's authority to impose sweeping tariffs. Legal arguments center on whether Congress's approval is needed for broad tariff actions affecting most trading partners. President Trump enacted import taxes against a range of countries under emergency powers. Supporters argue tariffs protect American industries, while critics call them overreach. The justice's decision could redefine trade policy limits for years to come. A ruling is expected early next year. And in our international news, Japan has ramped up military alertness after a series of wild bear attacks in northern areas. Local communities have reported escalating fears due to increasing bear encounters and property damage. Authorities have issued guidelines for public safety and deployed response teams. Wildlife experts are investigating the cause of the surge in bear activity. National lawmakers are debating new conservation and response policies. No fatalities have been reported in the latest incidents. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, my name is John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team. Proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the tech team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business.